This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Pulling the cobwebs off the microphone. God, what happened to Loudmouth Jay, my janitor? Cobwebs everywhere.
It's that time of year, I guess. Cobwebs, the spiders are out. Oh, yeah. Hi, everybody, and welcome in to the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Good to have you here. Each and every week, we take you into the belly of the beast of the auto world. Yes, the news, the olds, the what's happening next, and not only that, but the surprises, like today here on the second hour, we're going to, well, Santa Claus, I hate to say it, but he sold his sleigh. We're going to get to that, of course, here on the second hour, and we're going to get to, of course, your emails, absolutely, to help you. I want to take I'll take my left arm this time and go into the email bag that's to the left of me over there, delivering David. He is out, who drives a Datsun B210. He's out getting some great news for me right now, and I do appreciate that. But here on Auto World, we salute you each and every hour, each and every second, because without you being here for us, we would not be here. We do appreciate you listening loud with both ears on and making sure that you're tuning in each and every week, because I hope I get a lot of emails from you, and I hate all of you, and you know who you are, which is every one of you. Thank you for sending the compliments of emails to me and finding my phone number and calling me and saying, hey, Mark, I love the show. And I just want to look at that hair standing up my arm right now. I do appreciate that. I really do. That's my paycheck, and I do appreciate being able to take the time in my life, 45 years of that life, and living in the automotive world myself for 45 years, starting early. You don't really know what you're going to love in life, and with that, you know, my love is automobiles and cars in the auto world, and my love is, it's kind of like when you watch the old Tom Brady throwing the football. And he keeps doing better and better and better. He grabs the pigskin, whatever you might want to call it, and he throws it, and they catch it. And that's as a team effort. And it's just that's what they do. That's what they love. And that's what we love here is automobiles and helping you not only with the auto repair side of it, but the tire side of it, the windshields, the detail side of it, the paint side of it. When you've been around, I've got a lot of friends in the automotive world, and I do appreciate each and every one of those friends that has helped me along the way. Learn, understand, and be patient with cars and trucks, which means I have to be patient with you, and you have to be patient with me. And with that, be patient to your mechanic and your technician, because diagnostic time, yes, it's valuable. We all of us seem to absolutely want to know what's wrong with our automobile when the problem comes to us. To the no start, to the tire light on, to the engine light on, to the anti-lock brake light on. Yes, the anti-lock brake light is on, isn't it? Yes, I know. You're nodding your head. The first gentleman in the first row here in the Auto World Plaza, he says, yeah, my light's on. It is, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Well, with that said, that's why I'm bringing it up. Because, well, first and foremost, let's get this anti-lock brake trivia question out there for you to answer here on the second hour of Auto World. Sitting live from Boise, Idaho in the Auto World Plaza, here's the trivia question. What was the first car to come equipped with anti-lock brakes? The Shelby Cobra, the BMW 1600, the Lincoln Continental Mark III, or the Jensen FF? Made it easy on you. There's only four to pick from. 855-660-4261. Axel Rod Alex is sitting there waiting for your call behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah. My email that I'm behind, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook message me at Mark Evans. I welcome that also. Talking about Facebook, let's go on over there, folks. Take a look at my Facebook page and friend me if you'd like. I think they let us do 5,000. I'm pretty close to that as friends. Good to have you, each and every one of you, being a friend, and all the information you've been sending me. We learn from each other. That's all there is to it. Take a look at those photos I put up. One was the luxury sports car of the submarine world. We're going to get to that here the second hour. And, oh, yeah, can you, there's a steering wheel there that half of it's gone. And, of course, we put the comment on there, what happened to the rest of the steering wheel? What kind of car is that? With a airplane-looking type of steering wheel. It's all changing. But right now, let's get to the anti-lock brake to help you with your anti-lock brake light. Oh, I know. You're like, go on, Mark. I don't have an anti-lock brake light on. Well, you could one day. And even if you do not have one on, folks, your dash that's in front of you driving your automobile, your car, your truck, is the central dash of NASA. What? Yeah. By looking at your dash, aren't you running NASA? In the automobile, you are. Your dash is telling you everything, all the vitals, everything that's happening under the hood. For you folks listening over the pond there, it's the bonnet. So look at the dash. I don't have any lights on, Mark. Oh, but yes, you might have one coming on, because why? What I'm saying here is that there's three divisions in your scan port, your OBD2 port. Folks, when you plug your scan tool in, your scan tool, you paid $59.95 for it. It's only going into stage one. It's not going to get to the anti-lock brake computer. Sorry. It's not going to go into the transmission computer. Sorry. It's not going to get into the... Okay, we'll stop there. So you need to say to yourself, wait a minute. Is this $59.79, $89.99 scan tool really helping me? Well, it could, but truthfully, you need to do a deep, deep dive. Let's go into the belly of the beast here. Find out where all the nuts and bolts are. What I'm saying is that when you get into a repair shop, we got the big boy, big girl scan tools, and we plug it in, and it tells us we can go into the SRS side of your car. What's that stand for? SRS. Ah, yes, see, they're nodding their head here in the third row in the Auto World Plaza. Oh, yeah, SRS. That's letters I've seen somewhere on my car, but I don't know where they're at. SRS. It's probably over on the right side of the passenger dash, sitting right over there, looking right at you. SRS. So that's another division in your car. By the way, it's airbags. The airbag you're looking at when you're looking at your steering wheel. The airbag over on the passenger side, and the airbags, the knee bags. Yes, there's knee bags in the Ford. That's just one brand that has the knee bags. Need the knee airbags. There is airbags in your seat. There's side curtain airbags. So what I'm saying is you want to get a scan tool from an independent or a dealer, and we go deep into the belly of the beast. Find the nuts and the bolts of the SRS, seeing if there's any problems with the airbag system. We're going into the ABS, anti-lock brake system. We're going deep there. We're going to find out, even though you don't have any lights on, we're going to find out if you have any problems with the anti-lock brake system. You have a computer that runs that. And then also, we're going to go into the transmission side of the computer and find out if there's any nuts and bolts loose in there. And then, oh yeah, last thing is the engine. Who cares about the engine? Who needs that? I need brakes. But yes, it's going to go into your engine light's going to go in, and it's going to scan into your engine side of the computer too, the PCM. Oh, these big letters. So, with that said, anti-lock brakes. Very important. It causes your tire not to lock up and skid, causing you to stay straight, causing you to stop quicker. And I know we can talk another whole hour on how that all happens. And it's just basically a pressure release, pressure on, pressure off, pressure on, pressure off. Anyway, that's another for another hour. Here's a trivia question. What was the first car to come equipped with anti-lock brakes? 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I'm still trying to clean the cobwebs out of my face here. Oh, tis the season. Oh, yeah. Cobwebs everywhere. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I'm glad you climbed in. Riding shotgun with me here today at Auto World. Curb feelers are working. We pulled in for a little short break. We're pulling away now. I started out in second. Let's put it in first and get going. Oh, yeah, let's do it. Well, looks like that trivia question, I got an answer on that trivia question. That trivia question is, what was the first car to come equipped with anti-lock brakes? Daryl in Reno. He's got the answer. Daryl emailed me, of course, here at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Daryl says he's listening in Reno. Good to have you along, Daryl, in Reno. I appreciate that. Absolutely good to have all the folks in Reno. You folks are probably getting ready to up on the Truckee Pass there, get some snow, huh? Well, let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate there in Reno, Sparks, Sun Valley, Carson City, Nevada. Shout-out to... there's our shout-out horn right there. It's always working, no matter how bad the electricity is here in the studio. Shout out to KNNR AM 1400. Good to have you as an affiliate. I'm very, very proud. All 3 hours. Good to have you folks along. Daryl, thank you for bringing Reno, Sparks, and Valley, Carson City in, and everyone in between each and every city. Good to have you folks here. Daryl says the answer to what was the first car to come equipped with the anti-lock brakes, he says it's the Jensen FF. Daryl, where's our drum roll? Woo! Congratulations! How did you know that? Man, I threw a hard one out there and you knew it. The Jensen FF. Daryl, congratulations. You are the winner of a great gift basket that has some detail items and products in there to keep your car clean inside and out. Now, Daryl, every once in a while I throw a little special something in there. I think 1 week somebody got a leaf blower, a real leaf blower, an electric one from Home Depot. They also got the details. So, Daryl, with that, if you would, send me an email back that I can send you some great gifts and kind of give me an idea of maybe, well, what kind of vehicle you drive. If it's a convertible, you know what you're going to get, some convertible conditioner for that top. Kind of give me a little, it gives me a hint, a tip to maybe add something into that gift basket for you. Depends on what you're driving. So send me an email back. And, Daryl, you're right, it is the 1966 Jensen FF came equipped with the Dunlap anti-lock braking system, folks, originally developed for use on aircraft. Although crude by today's standards and sometimes unreliable back then, the Jensen FF's anti-skid system was a huge technical breakthrough at that time. Yes, 3 years later in 1969, the Lincoln Continental Mark III improved on that idea, placing sensors on the rear wheels that basically moderated pressure on the rear brakes when they begin to lock up. And when I'm saying pressure, that means, again, brake pressure. When you folks push that brake pedal, you push the go pedal to go, but when you push the brake pedal, you stop. And you're pushing pressure through the master cylinder, putting fluid pressure into the lines, into the wheel cylinders if you have brake shoes, into the disc brake calipers if you have disc brakes. And so they figured it out. Oh, yeah. Those folks at Jensen FF back in 1966, if they could stop the pressure for a millisecond and turn the pressure back on and do that millions of times, the tire would have pressure and lock up and then let off, lock up, let off, lock up, let off, causing the tire and the wheel never to skid, causing you to stop straight. Congratulations. Thank you. Anti-lock brakes. If your light is on, like we talked a little bit before the break, get it scanned. Even though if your light is off, get your car a physical. You won't believe, and I do it for free here at the Greasy Garage. I scan the automobiles that come in, the cars, the trucks, whatever, at no cost. When they're here for something else, then they don't come in because the light's on. They come in because they need a tune-up, a rear brake job, front brake job, maybe a transmission service, maybe just something other than a light type of thing. And when I plug in the scanner, I find out that, well, look at there. Not only do they have a code in the SRS, we find out that the airbag over on the right side, the sensor there is bad, causing it to have a code. And we find that the anti-lock brake, ABS, that's the light that's on your dash, it'll say ABS, find out that the right rear, for example, the wheel sensor's out. And those are really, really cheap to replace. In fact, a lot of you can do it yourself. I mean, it's that easy. One bolt, you pull it in, pull it out, and push another one in. The only bad thing is you got to clear the codes. So just keep your eyes on that. Get it scanned, though. That's called a checkup for your car. Here's another little bit of trivia. Why not, huh? In 1942, national speed limit is reduced to 35 miles an hour to help conserve fuel. I wonder what year it will be when, in fact, this trivia comes out. Electrical sticks are turned off between these hours to conserve electricity. There's one for you. Auto World's an interactive, informative, all things automotive, folks. For you, each and every week. be a part of the show, be a charter member just by listening. And when you call or email, you're more than a charter member. You become family, and all of you are family. 855-66. Let's start over. 855-660-4261. Since 1992, that number has not changed. Welcome you into that number at any one point in time. For you stations, and you folks that are listening on a delayed station, that means you're calling right now and not getting an answer. That means you might be listening to me Monday through Friday, or even on a Saturday. We're live Sundays, and we are there for you each and every hour that you're listening to me at lunch break. If you're listening to me right now, thank you. Appreciate that. You can always get in touch with me through my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, with that, we need to, for sure. I want to go to one of our charter members' emails and get it to help Trey. He's down in Southern Illinois. Trey has emailed me here, and he says quite a bit of things here, and I do want to read it because I know that a lot of you might have the same type of problems that Trey's having. So this is from our charter member, Trey, down in Southern Illinois. Mark, I'm writing you because I'm really having a rough time with, I'm going to keep the wife's name out to protect the wife and the innocent here. So he says, rough time with the 2002 Caddy EXT. Wiring issue, I think. I think it may be a direct short. Wiring harness, God, I hope not, he says. I replaced it one of the two batteries in the car yesterday. The main battery tested bad. Put the replacement new one in this morning, drove it in town, and after 30 minutes of driving, it gave us the code PO327, knock sensor low input. Now, a few weeks ago, we got that same code. I really thought it was because we had a bad battery. We are hoping that this is what it is and what it was. I think in previous shows you mentioned something about to put a test light between the positive lead and the vehicle and the battery terminal. If the light's up, then it means you will have a load pulling the battery down. And then I think you said, too, leave that hooked up for that way that you can start pulling the fuses one by one, replacing them back as you go, and testing each circuit to narrow down where the short might be. I will do what? He says, I will do that, but I'm thinking of just waiting till nighttime and start tugging on wires and see if it starts seeing something. Don't tug on wires, Trey. We're going to come back and we're going to help you, Trey, and everyone else that has an electrical problem here on the Electrical Wiring Weekend. Oh, yeah. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are paying more for everyday goods and services, leading some to fear an impending inflation crisis. One of the examples of increased prices is gasoline, but Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm assures on NBC's Meet the Press that prices won't stay high forever.
The Energy Information Agency has said that by projected. Again, it's very volatile, but they said that by the beginning of December, the prices should come down for at the pump to $3.05. We'll see if that actually happens, but they are the best objective data that we have.
Critics argue the Biden administration's policies on energy, such as shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline, are contributing to rising gas prices. President Biden spending his last day at the G20 summit in Rome today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. That's 800-876-9035.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Nothing like it. That's right. You got to have it. Nothing like it. Right here, Auto World. Thanks for joining me. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to be along with you here in the Greasy Garage Studio where there's cobwebs everywhere. Yeah, got to clean this place up. Too many cobwebs. We got a full six rows of people, and I appreciate you being here, too. Not only the people in the rows, but you folks listening. Good to have you here. Well, I reported it a little tease there for you the first hour, something about Santa Claus. Huh? A little early, isn't it? Yeah, maybe not. Well, I do know this, though. This is true fact. Santa Claus sells his sleigh.
Surprise! Surprise! Surprise!
Oh, yeah. Little surprise. I don't know how he's going to get to us this Christmas season. Well, you know, Santa Claus, Tim Allen, folks. Tim Allen sells his 700-mile. It only had 700 miles on it. It's a 2017 Ford GT. Yep. Well, Tim Allen, as you know, is known for being Santa Claus, and he has a stable full of sleighs, automobiles, that is. He did. He put one of his, well, the 2017 Ford GT. It's got 700 miles on it up on Bring a Trailer auction, and he got a full $1 million for it. Sold, sold, sold. Congratulations, Tim. One less sleigh to take care of, huh? I don't think his insurance company would be happy. Isn't that the truth? We all have to pay for insurance on all of our vehicles. So Santa Claus, what are you going to do? You're going to have to find another sleigh to drive. Hopefully your sleigh's doing good. Hopefully. And if it's not, we're going to fix it right here on Auto World. I'm an ASC certified master technician many years, here to help you, of course, with your cars. And that's with that said, let's get back to Trey, one of our charter members. He's having a problem with his wife's EXT. It's the Caddy EXT. And a lot of you might have a Cadillac EXT. And Trey's saying that, basically, if I understand it right, he's replaced the battery, the main battery. And he's talking about, I was saying something about taking a test light to find out if there's a short. So it sounds like, Trey, you got a dead battery, and it keeps being dead on you. And, yes, you can, to see if you have a short. Trey, you're absolutely right. Thank you for tuning in and listening so deep that you're getting right down to my test light. Yes, thank you. And here's how to do it, Trey, for sure, to see if you have a short. Is and another thing you were talking about, I might as well share this with the folks. You're going to start tugging on wires to see if in the dark to see if it see something there with a spark or whatever, and you say you're so frustrated. I'm going to fix that right now. And of course, you're determining not to spend the $50,000 and get your wife that lovely Hyundai Palisade that's about $50,000 or more. So now I'm in a little problem here, Trey. If I help you fix it, then the wife's probably listening too. She's like, "Don't tell him how to fix it because he'll fix it. I don't get my new car." Oh. All right, we're gonna fix it. I made the decision with half a second. Okay, take the test light. See if we have a dead short in the battery. You want to disconnect the positive post on the side post battery in the Caddy. Take the negative side of your test light. Connect it to the little bolt there on the side post of your battery terminal, the positive battery terminal that you disconnected. And then take the needle part of the test light and just touch the positive side of the battery. What you're doing is basically tying the positive battery cable up to the battery again through the test light. Trey, if the test light comes on, you do have a dead short, causing the battery to go dead on you. Now, that is not a multimeter. All that is a light bulb. If you take a multimeter and do the same thing, negative to positive, just like that, you're going to see how many you could do. You know, I like to do, you know, of course, the volts. You can see how many volts you're pulling. And you can, you know, multimeters, you can do resistance, you can do ohms, you can do all that. But just do the test light real quick because that's cheap. You can buy one for no money at all, by the way, and you see the lights on. But I got to refresh our memory, my memory too, that in fact the computer on board, it's got a hard drive and it's got a clock and it takes power to run it. But it's not enough to turn the test light on. That's the secret. It won't turn the test light on. Here's what I think's going on. Have you had another aftermarket stereo put in the 2002 Cadillac EXT? If you've had an aftermarket stereo put in, it has basically, it's going to take a lot of power. And if there's a problem with it, like mood lighting that's on, going around the mood lighting is, you know, the special colors of light going around the outside of the deck that you've had installed. They have to buy special harnesses, plug into the stock harness and all that. And sometimes that causes grief. That causes it to take too much power out of the using the stock wiring harness. You know, they did it right. They bought the special wiring harness, but it plugs in there correctly and all that. But sometimes it takes too much power when those decks do go bad, and next thing you know, you have a dead battery. That's what I'm thinking that's going on. And also, too, I'm not saying that, you know, you stated you put a new battery in, but at the same time, that new battery, truthfully, could be bad. I've had some brand new batteries. Now, I'm going to, nobody, this is between you and myself there, Trey. There's nobody really listening, right? Okay. The batteries at your parts stores, folks, aren't brand new.
What?
Yeah. They've been sitting on the shelf. They were built. They were sitting on the shelf at the place that they were built at, and then they got shipped in a truck, and then they get shipped clear across the United States into your parts store, and then sitting on the shelf at the parts store, and they might already be 6 months old. That's right. So a little Auto World tip. I want you to look at the little round sticker on the side of the battery tray on your brand new battery that you purchased. And what's the letter and what's the number? The letter is for the months A starting, B all the way through, A, B, C, D, etc. A would be January, and then February would be B. C would be, yes, January, February, March, etc. So now I'll tell you, the sticker will tell you with the letter what month it was built, and then also the number would be the year. The last two digits are the year. You might find if we're sitting in the year 2021, you might be seeing a brand new battery that you bought from the parts store that has a 1-9 on it. That's 2 years old. Or you might see one that has a 2-0. That could be a year old already. So, and the parts stores, you know, they're good, okay? I'm not dogging anybody here. They're good. And they just go back and say, hey, see that sticker? I learned this on Auto World. That battery's already a year old. Can I have a new one, please? A new one? So sometimes the batteries don't get sold as fast as they used to because our batteries in our cars are really, really good. And they last a long time, so the parts stores are, you know, hanging on inventory for a longer period of time than they used to. Also, Trey, I want to answer and help you, too, and let everybody else know, because your email is awesome. I'm going to read your email here. It says, and you said, and what is the device you wanted me to purchase that plugs in the cigarette lighter that keeps giving me power to the car's ECM or computer so I don't tear it up to while it's trying to figure out what is wrong with the car? I don't remember the name of the product. I'm hoping to find something on Amazon or AutoZone. Now, what this is called a battery memory saver. And thank you, Trey, for bringing that up in your email here. Because everybody, you need to have this. You need to have a battery memory saver. And what that is, you need a 12-volt jumper box tray, you know, that you would jump a car with. That's your accessory jumper box. And you plug that memory saver into the jumper box and then go into the OBD2 connector, and that keeps the computer alive while you're out there messing around with that new battery you put in. It's called a battery memory saver. They're not that much money now. They used to be a lot of money. Thank you, Trey, from Southern Illinois. Hey, by the way, Trey, there's some gifts heading your way, brother. Appreciate it. Thanks for your email, man. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about that, what? Two companies, one van, and one extension cord? I hope it's a long one.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing, drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Yeah, those electric cars, I don't think are going to spin those tires to give us those drag racing, the smoke off the tires, huh? Oh, hey, welcome back, everybody. Got cobwebs in the studio here, and why not? Tis the season. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Let's start right now with another trivia question. Shoot this out to you. Very simple one for you Porsche lovers and for you lovers that love to have a Porsche, maybe in your stable, your garage. Here's the question. How much horsepower did the first Porsche 911 have? How much horsepower did the first Porsche 911 have? Multiple guess. Make it easy for you. 35 horsepower, 180 horsepower, 130 horsepower, or 90 horsepower? 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex is sitting there in cobwebs, I understand, to answer your phone call. Take that cell phone out and turn it into a microphone. I'd like to hear from you. Right here from the Auto World Plaza. In the Greasy Garage Studio with a lot of cobwebs. Oh, yeah. Okay, on the Facebook side and also the Instagram side, the address is Mark Evans, my name. Welcome you over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. And I do have a picture up there also in the Instagram account, Auto World Media. And I was pointing out to you, all of you, that, well, what's this about this luxury sports car of the submarine world? Huh? Just out, brand new. They've been working on it. A Dutch company, they unveils the luxury sports car of the submarine world. Yes, as you see in that photo there. You know, there's a lot of forms of mobility. Cars, buses, you know, of course, airplanes. Little electric scooters that usually end up left for dead on sidewalks and maybe in canals. Oh, boo. But for some travelers, it's submarines. Yes, the private submarine sector is small. But there's enough demand, folks, that a Dutch firm unveiled what sounds like the segment's next sports car in the water. Built by U-Boat Works and known as the Super Sub, the vessel is presented as the most hydrodynamic, and I guess you could call that like aerodynamic in the car world, but this is in the water, so let's call it hydrodynamic model on the market. It looks like it emerged straight from the set of science fiction movies. That's right. Transparent, dome-like front end, as you can see there in the photo. And gives the occupants a nearly they can see everywhere, unobstructed view of what's ahead. Long tail with red fins, of course, and little wings on either side. They have to have that to steer the thing. The super sub was commissioned by a submarine enthusiast who asked for a machine powerful enough to keep up with the large marine life. They wanted to go under and look at those fish and go with the fish. So they put on four thrusters to draw electricity from electric batteries to deliver a combined output of 80 horsepower. It's capable of reaching a cruising speed of 8 knots. Oh, by the way, for you land lovers, that's 9 miles an hour. Which they basically said that 5 knots faster than an average submarine, by the way. That's speeding right there. 9 miles an hour, huh? It can handle 30-degree climbs, folks, and dives, too. 30 degrees, up and down. Users, all of us, will be able to have this luxury mingling with the underwater creatures living up to 1,000 feet deep. You can go 1,000 down. Crawling through the roof-mounted hatch, of course, the pilot and two passengers enjoy the U-Boat Works describes as a luxury supercar interior, yes, individual seats, five-point harnesses. Looks like climate controls also, just like you have in your automobile that's on land. Going down the freeway, you get climate control. Well, they have it in this luxury sports submarine. The Super Sub and its surroundings, they have actually video games in there, too, to play. And you drive it with, like video games, with a joystick. A joystick means, you know, it sticks up, you just put your hand on it, and you just move it around like you're playing a video game. The U-Boat Works noted that it has already sold the first Super Sub. It is now in the water, and it's going up, and the pricing hasn't been announced yet, if you're interested. And it's always, I always like to kind of announce and give you the idea if you're interested in buying one of the new items that we're always talking about here on Auto World. Well, the pricing for the Super Sub hasn't been announced yet, but deliveries are scheduled. Get ready for this. You might want to write this down if you're interested. The deliveries for the Super Sub luxury sports car for the ocean, water, scheduled to start in 2023. V8 powered pickup coming your way, huh? Maybe? The Super Sub? Oh, yeah. 9 miles an hour. Would you really go 1,000 feet down, folks, and want to go any faster than 9 miles an hour? I don't think I would. I don't know if I would climb into that. I was in a submarine in Maui at one time, and maybe you've had a chance to go over there sightseeing and do all that too over in Maui. And I said, I've got to see what it's like to get down into a submarine. And I noticed the speed that it didn't move, which was okay for me because I wanted to see the scenery that was outside my little port window in the submarine. And that's one thing, you know, it's kind of like an airplane, in my opinion. You do not want a submarine to come apart down in the ocean. No. And I do not want an airplane to come apart in the sky either. There you are. The Dutch company who's delivering us a luxury sports car of the submarine world. Auto World's trivia. We're going to have to carry this over. If you can answer it right now. We've got a few minutes left before the garage door comes down in the second hour. We're going to carry it over to the third hour if it does not get answered. How much horsepower did the first Porsche 911 have? 35 horsepower, 180 horsepower, 130 horsepower, or 90 horsepower? 855-660-4261. My email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And Facebook message me. My address is Mark Evans. We're also going to share with you the third hour. Oh, yeah. Tennessee, again, I got to congratulate you. You're getting involved, and I do like that. We're going to share that with you on the third hour, what Tennessee is doing and how much money they're spending. And the world's fastest, I'm talking the world's fastest land vehicle, folks, coming your way on the third hour. And with that said, I want to thank everybody. I haven't done this for quite a while. I need to do it a little bit more often. I want to thank everybody that helps me you know, put the show on, folks. And that starts with Axelrod Alex, producer of the show. General Motor George, my chief engineer. He keeps me wired, I'm telling you. General Motor George, thank you. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. Lugnut Lee, the program director and marketing manager of GCN, always keeping the wheels on the show here. T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of GCNLive.com. That's Genesis Communications Network. My makeup artist, Lion Lucy. You're looking good, she says all the time. My personal chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Whew, I got here, didn't I? And, of course, we've got to thank the person who put all the cobwebs in the studio here today. Know-it-all Jay, the loudmouth janitor. Thank you, Jay. Loudmouth Jay, the janitor. I appreciate that. Who keeps my seat cushion warm? Seat cushion Susie. Oh, yeah. Customer care expert. Who cares, Willie? Of course, I can't forget my PR director, Bobby B. Esser. Thank you. I do appreciate it. And also, oh, yeah. You're wondering about my haircut, aren't you? Yeah, I've been wondering about that ever since I got Lawnmower Larry. Always giving me a good clip ever since he came on board. I do appreciate each and every one of you. Not only them, but you too. Every one of you that are listening. So it makes this show happen each and every hour. Can't wait to share with you. We're going to come back, so don't you worry. The third hour, I got a lot of goods for you. And also a recall. Thanks, folks. A recall. Park it outside.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Sabbath bell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNLive.com.